This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We're very excited about this coming Friday's Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast. It kicks off at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge between 8 in the morning and 10:30 a.m. And there's a guest speaker by the name of Dane Smith. Dane is sitting across from me this morning. He's a South African entrepreneur, brand strategist, and founder of the Vilma Group with a passion for building experience that helps small businesses grow and stand out. You can see he's a man that understands new technology with a tripod, and everything is up here and ready and filming. Dane, good morning. Great having you along.
Hi, good morning, Brett. Thank you so much for having me here this morning.
And well done for sitting through the traffic and making your way all the way here.
It was an absolute pleasure.
So before we even talk about the business breakfast, because we want to make sure everyone knows about it, and it's a massive highlight for us every month, and being able to have a guest speaker and network and get together. This day and age, you know, with digital and technology and AI and all of these things, if we're not going to embrace all of these things that happen, right? Other people say, it's not for me. It's all like, you're going to just be left behind.
100%. Yeah? Yes. Yeah, that's really it. The digital space is really such a large part of our lives these days. Like everything happens online, you know, so if we're not going to immerse ourselves in the digital space, we are definitely, like you said, going to be left behind. And there's so much, like every other month, every other year, there's different technology popping up. So we have to keep abreast on what is going on around us.
Mm. Tell us a little bit about the Vilma Group and how you're involved, since it's a name that's not familiar to me. Mm-hmm. So perhaps we can all learn something together.
So Vilma is my great grandmother's name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So everyone who knows me knows that I'm a serial entrepreneur. So when I started the Vilma Group, and I initially started with in the digital space, I wanted a name that I knew I was going to work hard to make proud.
Oh, wow.
You know, so my great grandmother being that person, and also just paying homage to her because she has such a big heart, and I knew that I wanted my business to stand out and also to help people. You know, so I really I took her name, and I knew the values that she carried, and I carried them in my business as well. So, like I said, yes. So Vilma Group started as Vilma Digital Media, and then of course other branches started coming out, and then I just decided to rebrand the company as Vilma Group and have all these other arms under the company.
Ah.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what does a day look like for you? Serial entrepreneur sounds busy, all over the place, crazy, on the phone. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so like I said, my business has different arms. So we have the digital space, we have short-term rental space, and short-term rental space is really where we are quite busy because we currently run three properties around Cape Town. So that's checking guests in, checking them out, turning over the place, communicating with guests, making sure that the place is ready. You know, sometimes there's like last minute maintenance work that has to be done. And just recently, we also added the tours. So Vilma Tours. So we're trying to, so it's like right now we constantly emailing and trying to make connections and build a community in that space.
Okay.
You know, so a typical day is really waking up and because like one has to plan. So you have to kind of set your day out to like, what are we going to do right now? Are we going to email? Are we going to create social media posts? What are we doing? So it's really that with the tour space is trying to make the connections. So emailing different hotels and corporates to find out if, you know, our service is something that they could make use of, and also offering those to our clients, current clients and future ones. Because as you can imagine, Cape Town is a hotspot. So people are already planning their December vacation. So we're trying to, you know, get in front of those clients. So, and then, of course, it's the digital space, you know, prepping for the talk on Friday and just trying to plan out the year because we still have so much left in the year. So it's all that planning, a lot of planning.
Yeah. So just on just the conversation around entrepreneurship, we don't have heaps of time this morning, and of course we need to talk about Friday, but just this desire to do your own thing, has it always been there for when you were younger? You sort of felt this is where I'm heading in my life, this call for entrepreneurship is strong in me.
Oh yes, 100%. I think my mother would attest to in high school I had my small little tuck shop. So I went to the principal. I was like, you know, I see the Snoopy is It's overwhelmed. Can I sell my little snacks, you know, for, like, as an overflow? And they were like, sure, go ahead. So, I mean, in high school already, I started, you know, I had the entrepreneurship bug.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's been coming along. And I'm, like I said, like, people who know me know that I'm a serial entrepreneur. But now with the Wilma Group, I really want to make this work.
Okay.
So it's always been in my blood.
Yeah, and it's like, speaking of blood, I mean, with that the name as well, having so much meaning for you, I mean, that drives you to say, well, how can I make this the best that I can make it?
100%.
Yeah, and people also looking at you saying, you know, the name you're carrying is important.
And that is exactly, and I think it's really, like going back to what I said earlier on, the values, carrying those values, because names carry so much weight.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so yeah, it's basically just that.
So with Friday coming up, and to our listeners that don't know, it's our Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast. We do one every month. This one happens to be this coming Friday, 27 June, at Coffee Therapy. That's upstairs there, next to where the old Barnyard Theatre used to be. Now it's the Bron Church is there next to Coffee Therapy, above Woolworths, just to put everybody in the picture so they know where to go. That's between 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. And guest speaker Dane Smith is going to be there. Dane, what's on your mind and on your heart to share with everyone on Friday?
So on Friday, I really just want to connect faith and business, because I do know with Christians are very well conscious about being prideful and boastful when it comes to their business. So I really want to highlight that we are able to be stewards in our businesses. You know, we're able to build communities, faith-based communities. So that's what I want to highlight. I want to highlight that we need to use the tools that we currently have in this digital space and to reach our audience and to grow audiences in that space.
I think that's very important, because that's what people are struggling with. You see somebody's doing something that doesn't seem to be adding heaps of value to the world.
Yes.
But how come they've got like 500,000 followers and here we are, you know, my business, we've got Christian principles and we're doing the right thing and can't break the 1,000 mark.
Exactly.
You know, and that's often how we look at our business and the things that we want to say and do. Unless a lot of people are interested, we don't think we're being successful.
Exactly. And I think really that's it. I think we should move away from looking at the numbers and looking at the quality. And also these things take time. You have to work at it, to plan it, and you have to be consistent. Consistency is going to get you to those numbers, and they're going to be valuable numbers, not just numbers.
Yeah, people that post and do something online and interact with their customers like once a month. I mean, that's not really going to get you anywhere, because organic growth, you could help me, are you the expert?
Yes,
I mean, that's really what you're looking for, right?
100% organic growth means you have to consistently post, consistently put your brand out there and messaging as well. So, so yes, just be consistent. So Friday, we're going to speak about, you know, connecting faith and business and how to be consistent in this digital space.
Yeah, it's like somebody who wants to, I don't know, get strong in the gym. You know, they go once a month and they wonder why nothing's happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's going to be no results. So we have to show up every day, every week, and put your best foot forward.
So if somebody's listening right now and they're saying, well, I don't know, maybe the Wilma Group is a place where I need to connect. Maybe there's something that I can find there that's for me. Maybe you're saying, I've got people who are always asking me about a place to stay in Cape Town, and you're supporting us. We'd love to get behind you. How can people learn more about what you do, Dane?
So people can follow me, Dane_Dante, and the Wilma Group on Instagram.
Okay.
Our website is still focused on the digital space, so we are still reworking that. But if you want to, you can go onto our website. It's wilmadigitalmedia.co.za, and there you'll find all our information. So the numbers that's there will also link you through to our WhatsApp line, where you can find out a lot more about the business. And we're on Airbnb and booking.com. So, but like, go to the website, and that's where you'll find all the information.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we've still got a moment together. You in Mongolia, of all places. How did you end up in Mongolia? Because so often everyone's going to the USA, to Europe, or to China for these things. In Mongolia, tell us about that.
So Mongolia was a work trip that turned into this cultural exploration.
Yeah.
And I went in a very unusual time. It was cold, and Mongolia, Ulaanbaatar, is the coldest capital city in the world. So that was very interesting, you know, like learning about their culture. Very small country. They're a small country in terms of population, but they're just a little bit smaller than South Africa. So in terms of landscape, they're quite big.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, I learned so much. Those people really love their culture. They really take such pride in their culture. Next month is NADM. It's their Heritage Month, and it's a month long. And you can imagine a country like Mongolia that's so small, that celebrates for a month. And what I took away is that South Africa, we are so diverse. We have 11 different languages. We have so many different cultures. We limit our celebration to one day.
Yes.
I think there's so much we can do. And I hope that that's something I can work towards to start embracing our culture, because that's what I've learned. That's what I've taken away from Mongolia,
yeah,
is that we need to embrace who we are and to really celebrate it, you know?
That's what's so important about travel. If we're never going to go out and see these places, and we can't rely on documentaries on Netflix our whole,
yes,
life long, you know, we've got to try. And if you've got to save up and you've got to do what you've got to do, we've got to see these places in,
exactly,
the world. Because you come back a changed person.
It does. You come back a changed person. It really changes your perspective. Mm. When I came back from Mongolia, I really hit the ground running. That's when the tours really started, because I was connecting with this one lady who also has her own tour operation. And I thought myself, like, you know, I really should go for it. Like, it was always in my back pocket. But when I came back, I was like, you know, I'm going for it. Yes, our market's a little bit saturated in South Africa, in Cape Town specifically, but yeah, there's always space for everyone. So yes, one should go out, explore, and come back inspired.
That's the voice of Dane Smith. He's our guest speaker. We had a great time hanging out with him this morning. He's going to be back on Friday, 27th of June. It's our Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast happening at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge. Dane's going to be the guest speaker. You've got to get your ticket. It's happening this Friday from 8 in the morning till 10:30 a.m. And you need to get hold of Raynette, because you must book your spot. The tickets are flying. We're going to be there. I'll be there after the show. So hopefully I won't walk in the middle of Dane's speech, but I'll try and be there about 9:30. So you need to get hold of Raynette. 066-246-4716. 066-246-4716. Or Raynette at capepulpit.co.za. Coffee Therapy, Friday 27 June from 8 until 10:30 in the morning. And Dane, who's sitting across from me, will be the guest speaker. Dane, thanks for hanging out with me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me this morning, Brad.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.